Is that, have you finished all the concerts now, or are you on tour?
No, we finished last October. We did 51 concerts around the world. That was amazing. Incredible that we survived all that. And now we're having a break while Brian's going off on tour again.
He's off on tour again.
Solo tour.
Okay. You've got back to your Spanish roots as well, because you've been producing lots of Spanish
music. Yeah, I do lots of production for bands from Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, Cuba, Spain.
Wow,
that's just an excuse for me to go there.
Yeah,
have a good time. Back to my roots.
But the bumblebee glasses are staying.
They go down a treat. And Rio on the Copa
Glass. We touched on it earlier. Was in the early days of the group. I mean, you say you played pubs and stuff. And hard to believe now when anything goes. In fact, is de rigueur to be different. Did you face the beery status quo type audience? Who
we faced. We had a lot of things thrown at us. Yeah, absolutely. And not only here in America. I remember our first tour, we got booked with Bizarre. We supported Jethro Tull. We supported Marlo, which is Carlos Santana's brother in Bakersfield.
Wow, there you go.
And, people
I can't imagine the Marlo
sort of
audience,
what's going on? And they threw things at us, you know, with support, with all his plumes and everything like this, you know.
But he would have seen that as a piece, though. That's his performance art. You were just trying to think.
How do I get off quickly?
But over here, was there much resistance to rock music? Because your album seemed to come out pretty quickly. Signed you up and got the album.
There wasn't resistance. But you know, when we were placed sort of supporting Rory Gallagher at a boxing ring in Liverpool, you know, then we got lots of stuff thrown at us. You know.
What, did you really?
Yeah.
Now that is
wearing the check shirts and everything. He was wearing that, and we were wearing all the glam and glitter and the high heels and everything. What a mismatch.
Yeah, because you actually didn't, of course Brian and Brian Eno would have took the brunt of it, even Paul with his loincloth. But in fact, all you did was put your hair behind your ears and put those glasses on.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And I was a token hippie anyway. I had the long hair, with Paul actually, The two of us had long hair and the rest had sort of shortish hair. So it was a sort of halfway house.
Yeah, and you had your own thing, the diamond head, I'm thinking, going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I was such a fan, I even bought Andy's album. Interesting piece, that, and the single and everything else. Anyway, Phil Manzanera has been with us for the last half hour. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Here.
Very nice.
It's and the video, DVD. The DVD.
It is out on VHS video. As well. I didn't know myself.
Live at the Apollo. And anytime you want to drop by, and I'll bring the albums in next time, because I did want to get a couple more signed. It adds a few more quid on eBay. What can I tell you? One day, when Cleo. Thank you very much. A tremendous pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.